Now then, what have my tedious group of unwitting acolytes brought for me this time? Oh, good grief. Now you must be feisty. Normally a rope around the wrists and ankles is enough, but this? Chaining you up like a piece of meat on your feet? And naked as well. Are you a screamer? Is that why the gag? Why, that must be uncomfortable. I'm going to step into the light now. Don't panic when you see me. Oh, I never get bored of the widening of the eyes, the paling of the face. Now, let me get an even better look at you. Good grief. Such a pretty offering. Exactly what I like. I didn't realize they'd been paying attention over the years. Come now, don't struggle. It's really no good, you know. Besides, the fear adds an extra note to the flavour that doesn't always complement the taste overall. Shh. Be calm. I don't know what you've been told, but let me start from the beginning and give you a brief overview while I take in this delicious corpse of yours. Did I say corpse? I meant corps, as in the French for body. Forgive me, a very tasteless joke. You don't belong to the village, do you? You don't have the scent about you. Anyway, however you came across it, or they came across you, there's been a long pact I have with its inhabitants since, well, for time out of mind now. You see, I'm not exactly human. Not mortal. As you can tell, I'm something else. And in order to get me to leave the villagers alone, they offered me a deal. Generations back now, every full moon they give me what you might call an offering. And I'm afraid you've drawn the short straw. They bring you into this, my dungeon, you might call it, through the cave entrance. Only those involved in the exchange, and those who are very, very foolish, come here. We're all alone. No one can hear you if you scream. No one's coming. It seems such a waste, though. Such a fine form. They could have at least let you keep some more clothes on, however. You'll freeze in this place. And I do so detest frozen food. Your flesh has those all-too-human bumps along it. What do they call it? Goose flesh, isn't it called? Doesn't do it justice. Oh, it gets worse. More intense as I touch you. A shame. Your skin would probably feel deliciously smooth and soft if you weren't so cold. Poor thing. What's this? Now, that's not a reaction to my touch I often get. How very interesting. Let me guess, you have a slightly odd relationship to fear, my dear. You shake your head so much, but your body is trying to tell me something. No, perhaps it's the cold. Let's change that. Better? Now, here's what the villagers don't know, and I intend to keep it that way. Nod if you understand and want to live. good. Not everyone that has been brought here as a sacrifice leaves in a fabric bag to be thrown into the river, or buried in the deepest part of the woods. Some, shall we say, escape. Though a more truthful phrase might be to say they purchase their lives. No, don't shy away now. I don't care that you clearly don't have a coin to your name, at least not as you stand. Look down. Did you not realize that I've been quietly caressing your form for nearly a minute? Truly, my touch is not that light. I suggest, seeing as you've not tried to move away at all, or so much as groaned in protest, perhaps you're enjoying it. My point is, there are other ways of purchasing things which are most precious. You don't look like one of these country bumpkins. You're not a fool. I'm sure you know what I mean. First of all, as a gesture of faith, I'm going to give you the lightest nick with my teeth. It'll hurt for a moment, and then I'm going to drink from you. But I'll only have a little. I will tease myself with you, and all you have to do is let me. And I will consider making an exception for you. Do we understand one another? Not if so. Come now, don't hesitate. This is truly your only means of survival. Be clever. Wonderful. I'm pleased at your presence of mind. I'm going to gently bite you. About here. You look confused. Were you expecting me to bite your neck? So overrated. I prefer something a little more intimate. Here gives me access to your femoral artery. I can have a great swallow of blood all in one, and it'll be over the quicker. Don't worry. I'll bite you, drink from you, and then I'm going to patch you up. It might need you to be in a slightly compromising position while I do that, but it's for your own good. Now, relax. This will only sting momentarily, I promise. Forgive me. It's been a while and you taste exquisite. I can taste your ancestry in your blood. I can tell you things you probably didn't know about your own family. Let me lap up what's still spilling from your little cut. Don't worry. I'm a martyr of self-restraint, even with someone as delicious as you. Just a little more, I promise. Just one more sip. Oh. Good God. I haven't come across someone like you in a while. Oh, come on. I'm just lapping it up. And what's this? Is this fear in your eyes, I see? You're shaking. and I'm not sure it's the cold anymore. Is your head swimming? Breathe deep. Here, I've a flask of water. Drink deep. Yes. Show me how it looks when you swallow. There's a particular kind of fire in your eyes. Would you like to sever my head from my body? Drive a wooden stake through my chest? Perhaps. But no, now I look closer. It's something else, isn't it? Is it the little blood loss? It'll heal soon. Don't worry. I really made it very small. It's not as bad as you may worry. You may simply be light-headed for a little time. And I promised to patch you up, didn't I? I'm a vampire of my word. Spread your legs. More. Good. Here. This will work well. You'll be all right in no time. I'm going to slacken your chains. That will help change position. Better? There, breathe a moment. I thought your scent was different. It's intoxicating when I'm this close. Now, I've honored my part of our silent bargain, and I can taste in your blood that you want to live, so what do you say? Your gag doesn't need removing for you to nod yes or shake your head no. Why don't I touch you while you make up your mind? Oh, you're so warm. So full of life. Be grateful I have such restraint. You wouldn't have lasted till now in another's care. Ah. Oh. You close your eyes. You enjoy it. You resist it, understandably, but I see it. Now. Your answer? I knew you were smart the moment I saw you trussed up in here, looking exquisitely helpless. Looking for a way out before you even realized I was already here. Now, to show that I am nothing if not noble-minded, I propose to use my mouth in a way somewhat dissimilar to what you just experienced. Relax while the head rush wears off. I'll replace it with another. I thought I told you to spread your legs. Good. Now keep them spread. Well, I never. It really wasn't fear I saw in your eyes. Or perhaps it was. But this is simply a reaction that your fear brings to you. What would people say if they knew? I'm must admit, you're being so obedient. So compliant. I hadn't expected that. Not even a struggle for your virtue. Whether it's intact or not is your own affair, but I almost hoped for the adrenaline rush of taking you under duress. I take it you don't mind if I use my fingers as well. Breathing so rapidly. You like the fear of not knowing what I'll do next, don't you? Not knowing what's to come. Stay still. Let me soothe you. Relax. Or perhaps you should surrender to the fear. Let me help you with that. Yes. Look at you. You almost make me feel young again. How adorable you look. Such a mess like this. And every part of you on show for me to play with. Now don't be shy, and don't feel ashamed. People have done far worse than this to keep alive, I can tell you. Offered far more than this, would you believe? But now, I want to see what a pretty thing like you can do. So I'm going to take off your gag. And you are going to be very, very good to me, aren't you? Don't worry. I'll be gentle and patient. There. Better? Let's lengthen these chains somewhat. Even without the gag, you won't speak. Almost a shame, with lips like those. Come now. Time to take a little risk on your part. You terrible, unkind little thing. Are you really going to make me beg? See what you've already done to me? You're practically being impolite after my own ministrations to you. You don't have to keep fighting, you know. Stop fighting internally, I mean. I can see it on your face. You don't have to pretend you were anything other than aching to let go when I did what I just did to you now. You can give in. I wouldn't tell anyone. I won't hurt you. I'm just asking you to be kind in return. Ah, yes. Yes. You've done this before. Oh, yes, that's it, my honey one. Yes, I want every inch that I can get of your mouth, every bit of your tongue. Your renewed sense of enthusiasm is most rewarding. Not so fast. It's been a while for me. I don't want to lose control all at once and miss all the good parts. Feel free to tease me a little. I'll let you know when I've had enough. How warm your mouth feels in comparison to your lovely goose-pocked flesh. Oh, yes, that's it. Yes, come on. Yes, move against the chains. Let me feel what of your hands you can get on me. Never mind that my skin's cold. Don't let that stop you. Yes. 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 Yes, that's it. My God. You must really want to live. Just like that. Yes. Slow. 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 You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you rather liked the subjugation. Quite literally being in the palm of my hands. Yes. Good. Good. That's good. Good. Yes. Like that. A few moments longer. Yes. Yes. Like that. Like that. Yes. Yes. Enough. 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 Now. I don't want to get carried away. You've proven yourself. How far you're willing to go. I respect that, believe it or not. I'll honor the agreement. But, for now, let me rearrange these chains. Don't want you uncomfortable while you give me your most precious gift, do we? How pretty you look in the firelight. Has anyone ever called you pretty before? Remember, I have better eyes than most, and I say you are delectably pretty, so pliant, so obedient, like you've accepted everything. My brave little thing. Not even a tear shed. You could be addictive, you know. Move your legs for me, Moore. Come now, you knew this was coming. Don't fight me at the last moment. We both know you're enjoying yourself, no matter how much you try to deny it to yourself. Your body is telling on you. This will be far easier and far more pleasurable if you just give in now. Now then, let's... Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. It's possibly been a little longer than I thought. Oh, maybe it's just the effect of your blood in me and your scent. So readily available for me. Oh, oh, dear one. Every bit of you I get access to, I get to use. Oh, don't rattle the chains now, darling. This is the easiest part for you. You get to just rest there, in that position, while I fuck you. Ah. Oh. So perfectly shaped, yes, perfect against me. Oh, God, you feel perfection. You are perfection. You make me lose my words. That's it. Yes. Come now. Your mouth is free. Let me hear you. Come on, you're being far too quiet. Let me hear you. Yes. Yes. Yes, be free. Scream if you want. No one can hear us. Make whatever noise you like. I'll enjoy it. Yes. Yes. Come on, relax into it. Let it happen. Yes. Oh, come now. Grip those chains if you must. That's it. Yes. Make me think you can break them. Good. Yes. Embrace it. Yes. Yes. Good. Yes. That's it. That's it. There's my good little sacrifice. You're intoxicating. You take my breath away, even though I've no need to breathe. Would you like to breathe less? I can arrange that. Oh, God, your strangled cries. Oh, you push me to the edge. Yes, yes, yes. God, yes. God, yes. My word. That was exquisite. Not too rough, was I? You look almost euphoric. Let me clean you a little. Least that I can do, seeing as you've been so accommodating. There we are. Any better? Let me take your little wrap off you now. There, see? I told you. Completely healed. I told you. am someone whose word you can trust. I understand your hesitancy before, but I do appreciate how you've been with me. I enjoyed it. Did you? You know, I'm tempted to change my mind. Just a little. You're quite fun, really, and bizarrely permissive. What would you say to staying with me for a little in the castle? Perhaps without the chains. You could leave at some point, should you choose. But really, I can guarantee something much cozier than this place. Possibly more so than what you're normally used to. And a lot more gratification to come. Let me bring you upstairs where it's warm. I'll find you something to wear and we can talk about it. You really are very smart. And you know, I think, my dear, I could really get a taste for you.